Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now. Did you know that Muhammad Ali once was refused a hamburger, and they told him, "We don't serve Negroes," and he said, "That's okay, I don't eat them." True story.
Hi, I'm Ted Nugent. I have 9 children with 7 women, and I'm running for president.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Nugent. What's the urgent news for today? Oh, that was it, was it?
That was it. That was it. Thank you. This is the Terry and Get Show. We just had Ted Nugent in with a special announcement.
That was Ted. Ted Talks.
I'm Gatch.
I am Terry Nugent. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. I'm Terry Guile. And it's Friday with a Y. Two Ys.
Two Ys.
Because we're fried.
Ted Nugent now spells his name with
two D's.
Two Y's instead of the U's.
Oh, Ted Nugent?
Yep. Yep.
Weird. That's to help his chances of becoming president?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, there you go. And I know he's a big hunter. I just wondered if he likes to go fishing,
too. In that
too.
Same interview, he said he was out just shooting squirrels with his brother earlier that day. And
yeah.
Then he said, "I have 9 children with 7 women, and I'm running for president."
Cool. You know, he likes to shoot stuff, but when you go fishing, you're usually using a fishing pole.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he fishes much?
For deer.
Oh, okay. Because this
probably
song
casts out giant hooks for deer and drags them home.
That was my tie-in here with Exodus in the background, Piranha. Mm-hmm. He would probably shoot a piranha with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
I heard Sarah Palin was his running mate.
I've shot arrows into the water before.
You're an Indian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
I've
are an Indian.
I've shooting at many targets in my day with a bow and arrow.
Did you ever smack the inside of your forearm with the
fuck, man.
Okay, that answers my question. That yeah. wasn't a yes or a no, but that means affirmative.
The many, many a time I had a nice welt for days on end. And the worst ones were when you had the guard on and it was only a partial arm protector.
Oh, yeah.
And it would get underneath there and just stay there and vibrate and just cause a big old welt.
Damn.
Those would be the worst. And so it was almost better not to use an arm guard. But if you know, I mean, you quickly learn that, you know, you want to hold it out there and then kind of, you know, get your arm out of the fucking way.
I wonder if Jeff I wonder if Jeff Hanneman ever, like, was into shooting bows and arrows.
Hmm. Maybe it wasn't a spider bite. It was just a
yep.
nice graze.
It was, you know, some people said heroin. Some
yeah.
people said he was an avid
so he left a razor blade or
bow
something
hunter.
In his bow string.
Do you know what? One thing that he did, I was surprised. The reason I'm talking about it, we got Exodus in the background. We were talking on Wednesday about Jeff Hanneman and Slayer. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was not even... I don't even know what I'm talking about. Maybe we were talking before we started recording. I have
yeah,
no
I think
idea.
It was.
But anyway, Jeff Hanneman from Slayer, of course, dead still. He
will
to,
come back.
On his time off...
Why not?
From tours, like over the years, him and his wife used to enter their dogs in dog shows. Jeff Hanneman was a dog show guy.
Like, what kind of dog, though?
Like a...
Well, I know, but was it like a
dog
large...
show.
I mean, if it was like a Doberman, that would be kind of better than if it was like a toy poodle or like a mini schnoz.
I think it was a mini shih tzu.
Really?
You know how little those are? Because they're
yeah.
already small.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea what kind of dogs. I just didn't think that was really that metal.
No, it's
even
not.
If it's a pit bull or a Rottweiler or
yeah,
a Doberman.
Yeah. I would say that would be better than the poodle, but I'm not still not sure it would be metal status.
Do you think those are the three meanest dogs you think of when you think of mean dogs? Rottweiler, Doberman, Pitbull.
What do you put Doberman in there?
Release the hounds.
That is true. But I don't know, boxers.
Really?
You know, they'll attack you with that tongue and just lick your head off.
That hurts. And, you know, you could also say that about, like, little puppies.
Yeah.
They'll just lick your face off.
Mm-hmm.
That stinks.
Sometimes the bark is worse than the bite when it's a little high-pitched yip.
The high-pitched yip.
That is worse than a bite.
Yip. 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 That means I agree. Well, welcome to Friday, everybody. I'm still out at the country fair, and here I am on the internet again. That's weird.
Have you ever ran into any celebrities there at the country fair?
Not, like, literally, but I've seen them.
Like, even D-list. Like,
Spoon Man, I see him there every year.
Okay.
And he walks amongst us.
Yeah, but anybody you'd recognize from, like, TV or anything?
No, but you always get these famous people sightings. Like, people will come back to the camp and they're like, so-and-so saw David Faustino. Is that D-list enough for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Or is that...
Well, that would be somebody I would walk through there and I'd go, oh, hey, man, what's going on?
And, of course,
I'd recognize him, but it wouldn't be like...
Of course, you always hear the Sam Elliott. You see Sam Elliott there, but I haven't. But I see him at the bank, so...
Really?
He lives in Brownsville. I've seen him once. It's a funny story, my friend John...
Was anybody, like, bothering him?
John Manning said that he saw him riding through town on the chopper from Mask... That's what I said. What? I
the
said,
chopper from Mask, like the cartoon show?
No, the movie with Cher and Sam Elliott and fucking Eric Stoltz with the elephantitis face or whatever he had. You remember that? Not The Mask.
Yeah.
But Mask.
Eric Stoltz's first big
FaceTime. Yeah, now he was just on Marin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's came a long ways.
Like
no, but anyway, so he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And he comes up with these visions of grandeur or... weird idea. He's pretty sure that he keeps all the motorcycles from the movies that he's in.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. I don't think that's true. Could be. I shouldn't doubt him. He's kind of...
Well, I mean, you would probably have the option of buying it if you wanted.
Well, yeah, they'd
at the very least.
Give it to you for part of your payment.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly.
I got the horse.
Or build it into your contract.
It's like I had horse from...
You're going to pay me this much, and you're going
to
buy me a motorcycle.
If it's a prop
in a movie, I'll keep it.
I got to keep two horses from Lonesome Dove. I seen Sam Elliott riding the horse from Lonesome Dove down the sidewalk in Brownsville on Pioneer Days, and he's drinking a Coors.
You think he kept the sarsaparilla from Big Lebowski?
I drive a Chevy pickup.
What did he keep from there? The bar stool, probably, right?
Could be. He kept the old adage of you don't need to cuss so fucking much. He's like, what are you talking about?
You know what would be funny is if you started dressing like the dude and walking around town, and then if he ran into you, wouldn't that freak him out?
Yeah. Yeah. Another funny story, I don't know if I ever told it before, but when he was first coming into Brownsville and living there, and people would finally realize, and he'd come into the store sometimes, this chick that worked at the gas station met him, and she's a huge Nicolas Cage fan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he was in a movie with Sam Elliott once, so upon meeting Sam Elliott, the first thing she asked was, what was it like to meet Nicolas Cage?
How did he answer that?
Coors Light and a Chevy pickup. That's what I enjoy. No, I don't even know what he said, but I was like, you didn't say that. She's like, I did, because I want to know what it's like to meet Nicolas Cage. And I'm like, okay, well, he said, oh, it was all right.
That's probably be the same as...
I kept having to say what to him because he was whispering all the time.
It'd probably be the same as meeting Sam Elliott,
Well, at least you could hear what Sam Elliott was saying. He talks with a nice, stern, low voice. A little bit of a southern twang.
Nicolas Cage's head's on fire, right?
Yeah.
Still from that movie...
Is that why he whispers all the time?
Yeah.
He's joined the Alec Baldwin Club of Whispering Actors. When they get dramatic, they always have to whisper.
You going to see Nicolas Cage next on those credit card commercials?
Probably. Who doesn't like to save money? What, you mean like Jimmy Fallon and that baby? What the fuck?
I'll
take the extra money.
That just shows you Jimmy Fallon's demographic, right?
Yeah. And speaking of Robert De Niro, I just don't even think he's in this movie I'm going to mention right now, but he's kind of related to me, in my mind, to Al Pacino.
I didn't know you're related to Robert De Niro.
No, he's related to Al Pacino.
Is
to
he?
Me. No, oh. just by being an actor.
Certainly, certainly.
You know, they've had some movies, Godfather, Heat, stuff like
when
that.
When you got those two in a movie, it's a tour de Niro.
But it's a tour de Niro. Mm-hmm. I don't think De Niro's in this, but I hate to take the word of my mother-in-law, because that can never be good. But she said that movie with Christopher Walken and Alan Arkin, stand-up guys, mm-hmm. she said it's hilarious.
Really?
And I thought, I hope that it is.
I've actually saw so many bad reviews that I skipped it.
I know. I'm scared of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But agreed. She said it's hilarious, and her voice went up like that when she said it. She's all, it was hilarious. And
it might be worth the red box.
She stretched out the A.
You know, I don't know. I just, there's...
Alan Arkin's things. Pretty funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Christopher Walken can be funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll wait for it to come on Netflix.
Al Pacino
where
can
I don't
be funny.
Have to pay for it, you know, and then I'll watch it.
You'll watch it for free.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of free stuff, I think forgot to mention on Wednesday, thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Now. I mean, we do the little ditty at the beginning in the indie, but Pizza Now giving us free pizza for talking
since
about
them. Since 2001.
That's right. And we've only been doing this podcast for a year and something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, thanks, Chris.
Their drive-thru is now closed.
Yep, the drive-thru is now closed.
I tried to go through it the other day. No go.
Hope nobody drove over.
I just parked
over
there instead.
Hope nobody drove over the curb. Because that seems dangerous to me.
We just parked there, and then I walked over. I probably could have just walked over to the drive-thru window.
We should drive through it in my 4x. I got the camper mobile, so I'm going to just go over the curb. Say, hey, we're not going to be holding up traffic if we sit here 6 minutes waiting for our pizzas, are we? Didn't think so. Yeah, but unfortunately, the town of Albany did a crackdown because the... Dude is a
it
dick.
It was weird coming out of that parking spot, though. It did not feel safe.
Yeah.
Trying to get back up on traffic.
Yep. So we'll see how many deaths occur, and then maybe it'll be worth it to those dicks.
Pizza Now.
Yeah, go check them out. In the corner
there,
of Queen and Hill.
There.
It's good. They got new pizzas called the Meteor, which has meatballs on it. Meatballs on a pizza.
Dude, they're big meatballs, too. They're not like any small little meatballs.
They're like nearly golf ball size.
Yeah.
But they're cut in half because they want to lay flat.
They got a flat side.
Exactly. So they're half balls.
Yeah. And but they're meteor-sized, man. I mean, they look like they fell from the sky onto the pizza, and it is delicious.
And that pizza is also good cold.
Mm-hmm.
I saved some and ate it later.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yep. So go check those guys out. And
each ball is a mouthful.
Oh, whoa. Whoa. I'm taking that sound clip out and using it everywhere. It's like, so what do you think of my ball sack? Each ball is a mouthful. Oh, okay. Thanks, Gatch.
No problem. Put that on one of those little things where you just push the button and it can say like five different things.
It'll be a little Gatch bobblehead.
You need one of those for the Terry and Gatch.
Terry and Gatch bobbleheads.
Yeah.
And yours just says, each ball is a mouthful.
Well, we got the pull strings on the back, right, for each one of us?
Yeah, but yours just says the same thing.
Yeah.
Mine will have like 10 phrases. Yours just says one. Because my name came first on the thing, like Cheech and Chong. That's why
certainly,
Cheech
yeah.
went on to do bigger movies and star on Nash Bridges.
Mine was going to be in the bargain bin.
Okay.
So I'll sell a lot more.
You think you will?
Yeah, because it'll be a bargain bin.
Well, you'll make way less, though.
That'll be fine.
Isn't it all about the almighty dollar, y'all?
Yeah, but you sell more worms at a quarter a dozen than you do at 50 cents a dozen.
That's true. It's cheaper by the dozen. Hey, speaking of that, did you know that somebody found Steve Martin's wallet and returned it?
What? It was a ghost.
He lost it on a bicycle ride.
Who takes their wallet on a bicycle ride?
Steve Martin.
I guess you wear it in your bicycle pants.
Well, you asked Steve Martin.
Where do you hide it?
So, okay, I'm Steve Martin. Hey, I'm going to go on a bike ride.
Where are you going, Steve Martin?
I'm going to ride my bike around to get some exercise so I can play my banjo better.
Hey, don't forget to take your wallet because you could be arrested and they wouldn't know who you are. You need to have your ID on you at all times.
What, you don't think I should take my wallet?
You should.
You think I might lose it?
Well, no.
Well, excuse me. Oh, that was terrible. Anyway, somebody, if I found Steve Martin's wallet, I'd probably give it back to him. Because he might give you a reward. Like, here's a signed copy of one of my old records.
He'd probably get 500 for his ID, maybe even 200.
It was not determined. Nobody told anybody what was in the wallet, so.
So I wonder if it was one of those fat ones.
That was just a side note. I don't even know.
I got a side note that's similar to that. You know, somebody, this is why you should eat more fast food. I want you to start eating fast food.
I'm just liking it more.
Three
and more.
Times a night. And because somebody recently went to Taco Bell and where, but instead of the order, they got a bag full of $3,600 that one of the employees had put that was supposed to be put into the bank the next day.
Did they give it back?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Instead of handing them the meal, because you put $3,600 in a Taco Bell bag when you're going to deposit it the next day.
You know, we've had a lot of stories on here how people find large sums of cash and they always give it back. And that just makes me believe that those are the only ones that make the news. How many people find money of a large amount of cash that someone's probably not supposed to have anyway?
Yeah.
Like that cab?
Well, that would
have
just been a story of some chick being fired after she lost $3,600
exactly.
in a Taco Bell bag, and it would have been a ghost who took it.
Exactly.
It would have been a haunted Taco Bell.
Everything's about ghosts with you now.
It is, man. I'm a spirit.
You're a spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a kindred soul?
I'm a spirit wanderer.
All right. Well, you are.
Isn't
an
that
Indian.
A song?
That sounds like an Indian name. I am spirit wanderer. I am spirit wanderer, and I believe in the spirits wandering from the casino.
I wish I was connected where I could see them all around. Dude, I don't know. When you're here, where does your energy draw?
You better
watch. If you thought there was a ghost in here, where would you think it would be?
It would probably be in my brain, because it's fake. I'm going to be adamant about it until someone gets offended.
That's fine. I'm just asking where your energy draws in the room.
A listener's
going
to call us from Boise and say, hey, there's this really haunted park where they see dead people all the time. I think they saw
certainly
Haley Joel
I call to
down
him
there.
When I watch my ghost shows.
Yeah.
I'll go like, hey, if you're hanging out on the stairs, why don't you just turn off the fucking light while you're up there? They don't. But I have had experiences in my old place. Where my my TV amp, just started going up in volume for no reason.
Amp?
Mm-hmm. My little receiver amp right there.
Oh, dude.
It just started going up for no reason. And I thought maybe somebody had the same remote or something, you know, and was over in the neighbors.
No, sorry to dispel your ghost story, but I have a Pioneer.
No, I'm not saying it is at
I'm
all.
I'm just kidding. I have a Pioneer similar to that, and it has a short in the big ass volume knob. And like sometimes when I go to turn it down, it actually turns up.
Really?
That's a ghost. But no, and then
no,
I can.
No, I don't do anything, and it turned up by itself.
Well, yeah, like there's a short end to where, like, sometimes if I stomp too hard on the floor, or
I believe that.
Yeah, it'll go.
Yeah. That's what I always assumed. It was something electrical.
Or you know? Sometimes, like, if you're rocking out and it's loud enough to where it's kind of vibrating the table a little bit.
Yeah, I could see.
And
that.
Then it turns itself down.
I've had it, you know, a long time, and so it's probably 12, 13 years old. And
I need a new one so I can start listening to records again. Damn it.
When sometimes it'll short out and it'll just turn the amp off.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to like unplug it to get it to where it'll keep working again. Almost reset it.
Yeah. Like an old school reset.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you do most of your shopping online? Like for
mostly just for fruit.
What? I think that's backwards.
Disposable items.
Mostly everything except for fruit.
Yeah.
They got
like
a new thing.
Fruit flies from other countries.
I think this might come to America soon. It's in Korea.
Uh-huh.
It's a virtual.
I don't think anything from Korea is coming here soon.
It's a virtual shopping store.
Okay.
All the shelves are in fact LCD screens with all the items on the screens. And you touch the items, and then it puts it into a virtual cart. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the counter where they've already got your stuff all packed up for you.
Huh. Well, you know, when Sky Mall first started...
Look.
Sky Mall...
That's the shelves. They're virtual LCD screens.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
When they
Why
got,
would you have more than one on the shelf if they're... you just need one, maybe... Maybe
yeah, that is true. You just need one of each unless the advertiser was paying for more.
One has an orange cap and one has a yellow cap, so they must be like different flavors of liquid dishwashing soap.
And so you take one out and then it magically reappears?
Oh, you just touch it.
Wow, it's so weird.
You touch the screen and it adds it to your cart.
Huh.
Kind of like clicking on something on your computer.
But did you know when Sky Mall, you know that ordering
Sky Mall.
Catalog.
Yeah, I've never looked at it because I don't fly much.
When they first started, back in the 80s, they would have your stuff waiting there when you got off the plane. So if you ordered like a furniture set, they would have it there waiting at the airport for you to carry out of there.
Could you get someone to help me with this? Because my friend picked me up in a Honda car.
One of their most sold items is the $2,200 8-foot bronze statue of Sasquatch.
Whoa. Who? That I didn't even know that
I don't
existed.
Even know if it's bronze.
Why'd you say bronze then?
I don't know. It's got to be something. It's got to be made of something.
Bronze,
but we should get one of those catalogs and see, and we can look at some of those and talk about them on the air.
I did get another email from the Yancey Explorer team from Portland. They seriously want to come to the Brownsville Car Wash and do some interviews and use some of their...
Is it supposedly haunted, your car wash?
Somehow they think that it is. Maybe when Phil was practicing there, he felt some
Or is it just about Bigfoot?
It's about paranormal in general. I think he... Phil said he thought there was some spirits kicking around in there.
Really? He told you that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to doubt him.
Maybe it's just for their show. But they do want to set up a time. He was actually thinking about coming down this week. I don't know if he's going to bring the whole... But there's a guy that's kind of like their cinematographer or whatever that does their filming. And
I saw that
he's like 70 and he's all into
panic attack caught on tape.
Oh, when he
that was crazy.
He thought he heard a Sasquatch.
He caught the guy's panic attack.
But he didn't get a blurry shot of the Sasquatch.
No, just a blurry shot of the guy with a panic attack.
Hey, speaking
after
of
he saw
Sam Squanch, I don't know if you heard the news. I forgot to mention it on Wednesday. Trailer Park Boys coming back for season 8.
What?
Yeah. Not only do they have the
third
movie.
That's a legitimate
movie,
what?
That is. Third movie, Trailer Park Boys 3, is almost done with filming, and then they will commence... Season 8, but the original executive producers, Barry Dunn and Mike Volpe and Mike Clattenburg, not involved because they're busy doing other stuff, but they said that the boys know the Trailer Park Boys and that he's entrusting it to them to make it legitimate and old school like it always was, so... Pretty stoked about that.
That goes against my theory that I was rolling around in my head today that all series should be miniseries limited to 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Minimum and maximum.
And they were comparing it to Arrested Development because it had been 5 years in between seasons and it's going to...
Well, Arrested Development was like 7 or 8.
Yeah,
it
was. But because of Trailer Park Boys having
certainly the same
several
thing.
Years. So they're going to create a bunch of backstory of in between 7 and 8, I guess. It gives them a lot of room
for creativity.
I wonder
if they saw Arrested Development 4 and then kind of said... And then started visioning what they could do, for season 8.
Because it was put together so well, I thought, Arrested Development was.
Yeah, it was.
I tried to rewatch 4, but I only got to about the 5th episode, and I was like, no, I've seen all this. I know. I watched it intently when I watched it the first time, so.
Has there ever been a Stephen King series, miniseries, 13 episodes long?
Not 1 hour apiece, no.
Has there ever been a 13-hour...
Because, the hour is only 42...
Certainly. So what's his longest miniseries?
Let's see.
It certainly isn't a movie. Right, unless you put Children of the Corn back to back, all 5 or 6 of those.
20 and so you're talking 500 and some minutes.
Certainly, yeah.
That's like what?
What was the other, like Langoliers might have been like
this
4
is 8
2 hours.
Yeah, no. The Stand.
Uh-huh, that was a long one.
Yeah, and the remake of The Shining was six.
Six 1-hours?
No.
Six 2-hours?
Three 2s.
Three 2s, okay.
Hmm. And that was with the dude from Wings.
Yeah.
And Rebecca
Stephen
De
Weber.
Mornay. Yeah, that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they do that? Why did Stephen King?
He was coming right off after he won an award for playing some gay guy, too.
Well, he is gay.
Might be.
Not homosexual.
Wings was highly touted show of the era, wasn't it?
I hated it. Was it on USA Network?
I don't know. It wasn't on that list of greatest written episodes, 100 TV shows, so what? I don't see the big deal.
Stupid.
Design and Women was on there. No Wings.
Nope.
West Wing was on there.
Has James Woods been in any TV shows, series that were notable?
Yeah, he was on The Simpsons, wasn't he?
Well, yeah.
What was that one where he played the crazy guy?
That's a cartoon, dude.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
James Woods High School is on that one cartoon.
Dude, that's a cartoon.
Wow.
Because he's mostly a movie guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what else he is?
Gay.
Pretty much a pedophile.
What?
No. She's of age, but he's got a new girlfriend, and she's 20.
Well, that's safe.
Guess how old he is.
Old enough to pee, old enough for me. That's what he says, right?
Oh, well, I've never heard him say that.
Oh.
But do you know how old he is? He's 66.
Wow.
So he's older than her than I am old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be like me having sex with a fetus. That was a good reaction.
No, it would be.
I didn't even... but yeah, so he showed up. He's got a new movie coming out called White House Down.
Ooh. So well, weird. You know, he... Lester so he probably wasn't a far stretch from his real live persona, right?
Lester?
From Casino.
Oh, yeah, probably not. That's how he always acts.
But they nor hit the... Nick Nolte from U-Turn.
Well, yeah. That was before he was so tore up. He's a little more tore up now because he's like 70-something. But James, that's pretty old.
He has that Einstein hair.
But James Wood was recently in a 6-year relationship with Ashley Madison, who was 26 when he broke up with her, so that means she was 20. So he just gets a new 20-year-old every 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they get past 25, they're too old.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people date her sister, Dolly Madison, when they fuck those ho-hos.
But she's fat. You fucked a ho-ho?
Dolly Madison ho-hos.
She is a ho, isn't she?
Yep. One Twinkie's coming back in a couple weeks,
they are,
right?
Yeah, coming back. And they still got those, whatever they're called, Little Debbie snacks that look like Twinkies, and they're called something else.
Uh-huh.
I want to try them before the Twinkies come back to see if there's actually a difference, because our friend Will Woodruff said, no comparison, they're not the same. They're shit.
They are. And then we got reminiscent on Chocodiles.
Yep. Let me rock your Chocodile. I heard Choco Khan was on the Ghost Stories, too.
Choco Khan was on Celebrity Ghost Stories. I didn't really pay attention. You know who else was on there? Linda Blair?
Let me rock your Choco Khan.
Yep.
Chocodile.
Choco Khan.
Yeah. You know, she
was fucking hilarious, too, when I saw her on there.
Why? She's old, huh?
Tom Green was on there recently.
Whoa. Dude, I wish recently. I've been hanging around with a 3-year-old too long. Now I talk like a little kid. I was watching Tom Green's new stand-up special.
Oh, yeah? How is it?
It's funny.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it is. I don't have it now because I didn't pay my internet bill.
Oh!
Because I'm sick of shitty service for too much money. And then I saw the commercial saying, do you live in the country? Dish Network now serves people in the country, whether you live in the farming area. So we call them, oh, they're like, oh, not Brownsville yet, sorry. So we're below the country. We're not even in the country. What do you call it? The boondocks? Are we up in the boondocks?
Out not in the boondocks.
That must be what it is.
Camille.
I made some Jell-O the other night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you put anything in there?
Dude, all you got to add now is water.
Hmm. Well, I know that, but you don't have to boil in cooler water or whatever?
Stir and chill.
Wow.
I don't even know how that shit works.
Did you put you didn't put any chunks of anything in there?
No.
Some people put fruit in
there. Put some buds in there.
Do that? Well, you'd want to put it in with the warm water first, wouldn't you, if you did that?
I don't know.
I'm
lying. I didn't. I just made some Jell-O because I was being a stoner and I had a sweet tooth and I didn't have anything else that was sweet, so I just made some Jell-O.
Oh, right on.
And then to celebrate.
How long did you have to wait for it to cool?
Well, about 2 hours.
Really?
I just smoked weed constantly until then.
I just dreamt of Jell-O.
I'm just like, yes, this is with Jell-O.
Visions of Jell-O.
So, yeah, Friday today, July 12th, Bill Cosby's birthday.
Ah.
Now, how old do you think the Bill Cosby could be today with his Jell-O pudding cake?
Let's see. Jell-O first came out.
His wife, Camille, handles the Jell-O pudding.
So Jell-O came out in the 20s. That would put Cosby about 83.
That makes no sense, but that was a close guess. That was 76.
Wow,
today.
I was way off.
Bill Cosby still alive, still
funny.
He
once threw a first pitch at a Boston Red Sox game, and what a pitch it was. I think he threw a circle change.
He just threw a bitch fit up at the Portland Arlene Concert Hall.
What did he do?
Oh, he just did some stand-up.
Oh!
He was talking about Jell-O pudding pops.
You think he still does that bit about his brother, sleeping with his brother?
Probably. And the one about how he thought his name was Jesus Christ till he was like 4.
Yeah.
Or his middle name. Jesus Christ, get over here. You little...
What was that record called? To Russell with Whom I Slept With Till I Was 9 or something?
It's a weird name for a record.
Yeah, especially back then.
Also weird, just because it was so long ago, there was less acceptance for gay black people.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, I was going to use the word
incestual.
Negro.
We don't serve Negroes here. That's okay, I don't eat them. I don't eat them anyway. Also today, Gene Simmons' illegitimate half-sister, Richard Simmons' birthday today. He's dealing meals still today. His face is greasy and dark.
You know, back in the 70s, a lot of baseball players had hair like him, didn't they?
Yeah, do you think he's gay?
Richard Simmons? He once sent a life-size ice statue to Barbara Streisand because he's always had a crush on her, but she shuts him down all the time. But that's one of the lengths that he went to. Sculpture of her. In ice.
And what was he trying to get from her?
Oh, he's trying to woo her.
So he's not gay?
Well, Barbara Streisand, come on.
Is she a man?
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm saying that, you know, she probably is more appealing to a gay man.
Ooh. So you're saying a gay man would jump the fence for Barbara Streisand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. That would be a gay man's hetero fantasy if you were Richard Simmons, I would imagine, right?
Nothing wrong
with it or anything.
I have no idea what you're even talking about right now.
I do love when he's on David Letterman.
Yeah. He always wears those striped short shorts like we used to have to wear. Well, we didn't wear the striped ones, but remember gym shorts you used to have to wear in high school?
I saw one where him and Letterman actually went out on the street and walked and were like, just walked down the street and were greeting people who were out on their porch and stuff, you know.
Hello!
And he was just ripping Richard Simmons to shreds in front of these people. And that was when, I don't think he came back on the David Letterman show for like 8 years after that.
Huh. Pissed him off, did it?
Yeah. But he's always made fun of him every time he went on there.
Yeah.
One time they had one of his products I saw on there. It was that little steam thing, you know?
Right.
Where it steams the buns on the top or whatever. And they totally set it up. They said, here, put it on this tray first. And he's like, I don't know what this is. And then he put it on there. And he started it up, and then the thing started smoking and then snapped and caught on fire right in front of Richard Simmons.
Sweet. Did he get scared?
Right on the desk.
He's
oh,
my God.
Yeah.
So now you can't beat up Richard Simmons now and get the regular charge. It would be assault on a
65 already?
Yep, he's 65 today.
He does those workout cruises, I think, still.
Yeah, he's still...
You have to pay extra to attend the class, probably, where he teaches once per cruise.
Yeah. And then we got a couple dead rocker birthdays today. We were all just talking about him the other day. Eric Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday today. He would have been 63.
I didn't know he was gone.
What?
Where did he go?
He died of cancer, like, in the 80s, mm-hmm. dude. Where you been?
I don't know. You think he's got... you think he's a ghost?
He had heart cancer. Yeah, he's a fox ghost. Because he was Eric Carr, the Fox Man.
I saw him hanging down at the Fox Den.
Also, you did not. Also dead, still, but it's his birthday, Jesse Pintado, former Napalm Death guitarist who died from the same thing that Jeff Hanneman died from.
Spider bite? Liver failure?
Liver failure without the spider bite. Just drunk himself to death. at like 39. So kids, seriously, stick to the weed, okay?
Eat more bread.
Eat more bread and drink less alcohol.
Yeah. You don't drink more alcohol than the bread can soak up.
Just drink on the weekends or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink
know your
every
saturation
day.
Rate.
Get on the list for a liver transplant early or something if you want to drink every day. Hey, speaking of transplants, there's this kid in Eugene who recently got he's 10 years old and got a successful heart transplant, and we're doing a benefit comedy show for him
on
the 18th of July.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Wetlands on 9th and Garfield.
Heart transplant?
Yeah. He's a successful recipient of a heart transplant at 10.
That's brother Tom was at 5.
Wow.
He was.
Wonder if they're more successful in children.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So we have
fantastic,
to have
man.
Ultra clean. I remember I told you, or maybe I didn't. No, I told someone else. We didn't talk about it. I talked about killing at the Sam Bond's garage, remember? But I did not say anything about the guy who talked about shit for 5 minutes when you're not supposed to be talking shit at the clean comedy show.
Uh-huh.
And then we got an email, all the comics did, basically just for that guy.
It was a blanket email?
It was blanket email. Well, we always get them. Thanks for performing last night. You know, our next show is going to be at this place on this date. But it said, now keep in mind, this is a bleeping funny. It's a comedy show. You're not supposed to have any scatological humor about bodily functions. Where this guy told this story about being
you can't even go snot?
That'd probably be acceptable. But this guy was talking about taking care of this old guy and feeding him a bunch of chili and then, like, having the dude shit his pants all over for, like, he was talking about it for,
well,
like,
you would have to clean it up, right?
Oh yeah, because the guy that he was filling in for had told him, if this guy says I got to go to the bathroom, you're probably 5 minutes too late because he's got like Alzheimer's, he's old,
certainly,
and so he fed him this chili.
That's how I am.
And then
I'm at the two minute mark.
So
currently.
He heard him his stomach grumbling, kept asking him, "You got to go to the bathroom? Got to go? No, I'm good." Then about the time he got him in there, because he has to kind of, the guy is on a walker, but
certainly.
The guy has to be behind him because he has a tendency to lose his balance and fall over backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Even with his walker, he just holds on to it and falls.
Yeah, need more weight in the front of that walker.
Exactly, yeah. So he goes, right about the time I pulled his pants down so he could sit down, that's when it unloaded. And it didn't spray in his face or anything, but I don't even want to talk about it. The story is that he talked about it for at least 5 minutes, and I'm talking to the other comics going, hey, I thought you weren't supposed to talk shit at these. And he said F word once, too. He said fuck. And so, like, they're all going, hey, man, he's cussing and talking about shit. People are laughing at him because people laugh at that more than they laugh at regular stuff for some reason. If you can add a fuck in there, talk about wiping your ass, people laugh more, which is stupid, but... Unless you're a good...
It's an easier joke.
Right, and I told the lady thanks because I was kind of going, hey, why is he doing that? Because that's not fair, and you're supposed to use this opportunity to write smarter and use your brain because it's easy to write dirty comedy.
Poop.
You can just say cunt and people will go, oh, he said cunt, ha ha. Yeah, she's a cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, anyway, so yeah... That's going to go on, and they said extra special clean show because the 10-year-old is actually going to be allowed to be in the bar, which is weird.
Wow.
He's 10.
Two-drink minimum, right?
Yeah, two-drink minimum. Heart transplant recipient. We're going to try to get him hammered. See if his heart holds out.
Well, that's cool, man.
So, yeah, it's the 18th of July. It's a Thursday night. It's in Eugene, 9th and Garfield at the Wetlands. It's a free show, but they're suggesting a $5 donation to cover some of his medical bills.
Certainly.
And different stuff like
do
that.
We can to help.
Laughs for Leaf.
Right on.
For life.
Right on.
So there's that.
You know, on a similar note, I'd like to talk about some miracles.
Do you believe in miracles?
Do you believe? Well, what's that one song by...
Jefferson Starship Airplane?
Yeah. If you believe in miracles, we believe how to live. All right, there it is.
So do I.
No,
yeah, I know that
you'd
one.
Get high, right?
Whatever.
Yeah. Pope John Paul II. He is cleared for sainthood after performing his second miracle.
What was it? Did he turn
white? It's only both happened, you know, he's only died like 10 years ago.
So how did
his first miracle was in 2011 when a French nun prayed to him and her Parkinson's disease disappeared. Wake up, Michael J. Fox.
You can see that shit? It disappeared. So you
her Parkinson's disease disappeared.
So you can't see it anymore. Disappearing means you can't see it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a
weird
way. Well,
you can't
way.
See her shake anymore.
That's a weird way to word it, man.
Yeah, yeah. And the second miracle this year happened. A Costa Rica lady prayed to him in his memory, and she was healed from gravely ill.
Are you sure it wasn't a gravelly hill? Okay, so they pray. They're not praying to God. They're praying to the Pope.
They pray to a specific saint, and then yeah, and then they say, and then after two miracles, but not
so,
in the Pope John the 23rd was waived his second miracle.
Wait,
he gets in after only one.
Wait. Don't they pray to God?
You can pray to any of the saints if you're Catholic, right?
Yeah, but literally, like, God's the one performing the miracle, right?
Not if you didn't pray to him. If you pray to St. John Pope the 23rd, and then you're cured. Who you gonna put it to?
This is starting to make less and less sense to me now.
I don't know how it works. I'm just reporting.
On the spot reporter, Dust Gatch,
yep.
With the latest
but
news
Pope
about
John
miracles.
The 23rd. He is excused of the second miracle prerequisite.
It wasn't a good enough miracle, or was his
he
first?
He was known
miracle?
As the good Pope. That's all I read. So he gets in with one.
Well, the new Pope just got a Harley, so I wonder if that's a miracle.
That is a miracle to some.
Do you think he's going
to
write?
I prayed to Pope John Paul the 29th. Who I don't even know if is anything. And I said, it would be a miracle the day you'll see a pope riding a motorcycle. And then what do you know? Next thing you know, he's fucking getting a Harley.
Well, that's Benedict the 16th, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that who it is?
I have no idea what's going on.
John.
Right now. How are you doing
today? Yeah, I'm young.
How do we fucking get talking about religion every day now?
I don't know. How's this fucking Pope John in it? I thought it's interesting how the you got to have two miracles to be canonized is what they do. They put you in a canon and you become a saint.
And they shoot you out?
Mm-hmm. They shoot you to the stars where you become a saint so people
I
can
have
pray
performed
to you.
At least two miracles.
Really?
I fed 7 children for 2 years on my income.
Wow, dude.
That's a miracle.
That is miraculous.
That is. And the other miracle was... I crashed a car without dying. That you look at the car and I should have been dead.
There it is, right there.
So where's my sainthood? Where's my canon? I want to be canonized.
Yeah, I think there's only Mother Teresa's the only one that's been sainted while still living.
I heard that she was a transvestite.
She was a sweet transvestite.
She was sweet.
Yeah, from transsexual Transylvania.
And what are you talking about?
That's old Frankenfurter, dude.
Oh.
From Rocky Horror.
Did you hear about that new theater down in Eugene?
Uh-huh.
It's like a new Bijou.
Are they doing Rocky Horror on Saturday nights or something?
They probably will at some point. But
Barry Bostwick was on The Haunted of.
Dude, the auditoriums only hold like 37 people.
Really?
There's 4 auditoriums.
You know, it's easier to clean up all the toast afterwards.
They don't even serve toast. That's the weird thing.
Well, you got to bring your own toast to a Rocky Horror show.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to serve you toast.
Well, most of the places I go to the movies, they you get popcorn or toast. And then they always ask
$4 a slice, I bet.
Yeah, they just want extra butter with that? Or
and they don't even go five deep on the bread.
No, I went 4 deep today for a sandwich because that's right where the crest stopped. You know, like it's rounded mm-hmm. off. So those pieces are shorter, so you're not yeah. getting as much bread.
Yeah, I left the package open the other day, so I had to go at least 3 deep just to get the fresh
Ooh.
Bread. And then, yeah. you know, you can just leave it open after that. You just slap those 2 stale pieces back there.
Yeah, you can toast those.
Certainly. And, you know, sometimes I'll throw them to the worms.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you know when the
you don't want to throw wet bread in though with worms? That's a bad idea.
Oh, dude, wet bread is just gross.
Well, I mean, you know, it'll grow, it'll mold.
I came home the other day to like, you know how the sink goes down one level where the plug goes in, then it goes down another level, kind of like a little mini stairway.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing was filled up, fucking level with wet bread in my sink.
Weird.
I about killed some people.
Just wet bread, just shoving down wet bread into.
I don't know if there was a plate with a piece of bread on it, and they just like washed. I don't know, but the kids these days in my house anywhere are retarded, idiots.
Well, you just had the 4th of July, all the.
It was before that.
Yeah. Oh.
But
you had buns.
I did find
somebody's
out
soggy buns in your pipe.
That a moron is smarter than an idiot.
Did yeah.
An idiot has the mindset of a 3-year-old.
Yeah, there is an official psychological
ranking. A moron is 7 to 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So as I've been watching my godson, Jaden, when he acts like an idiot, I can't say anything because he's only 3. So he is an idiot because he has the mindset of a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
So when I call him an idiot, I'm not being mean.
Well, if you call him a moron, that's a compliment.
Yeah, you're smart. You're a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
So like he's starting to read and learn how to do stuff. Like, quit acting like a moron.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. and they're like going, God, you're such a mean parent. I'm like, no, it's words of encouragement. I'm saying, quit acting like a 3-year-old. You're as smart as a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that, dude. You should keep that one.
Okay.
You keep that one rolling.
Also, this is another one I came up with at the barbecue there with a little help from Matt Thill. We were talking about playing hide and seek because Jaden wanted to play hide and seek. And I said, well, okay, I'll count, and you hide. And he goes, no, you hide. And I said, well, that sucks because you can only count to 10. So I could never have a chance to hide because this kid wants to play hide-and-seek, but he can only count to 10. Sometimes he doesn't even get to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But he's learning. And when he gets to 20, it's 20-teen anyway, so I couldn't hide in 20 seconds. I need a good 50 count for hide-and-seek.
That is true, yeah. Yeah, you have to have a good amount of counting to get to hide.
Yeah.
Like some, 50, 100 is even like a hundred's what you like.
Yeah.
You know, is a good amount of time to scope out, especially if it's a new area. You got to scope out what is it, you know, the hiding spot. Sometimes you'll hide in one for a few seconds and go, this ain't going to do no good, you know? So you have to go and try to find someone else. And then you find something that looks good. Then you go over there, and someone else is already hiding there. And you can, you know, can you both hide in there? Is that going to do it? No.
Wow, man.
So you got to go and find another spot to hide, you know. And by that time, everybody's had all the good spots. Now you got to assess, like, the last 7 spots to hide. Which one's the best of all of the worst?
Dude, I didn't know you were so into hide and seek.
Man, it's a whole, it's deep, man. It's like checkers. You think it's simple when you're, like, 5. But then you get to, like, in your 20s, and then it's just a whole different game, man. You're the mental part of it, you know?
You want to play later?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to have a hide-and-seek tournament after the show for
cool.
weekend festivities.
It'll be fun as a scavenger hunt.
We're going to do it at the country fair, though.
Ooh.
Hide-and-seek at the country fair.
Yeah.
Good luck finding me.
You got a scavenger hunt there at the...
You count to a million.
You ever have a scavenger hunt at
No.
Like,
they may have.
You got to find me
you gotta
one
find
Mickey
the-
Mouse tab...
And the tree
and,
with the pipe in it.
Yeah.
There is a tree that you can smoke out of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like there's a knot hole,
uh-huh.
and someone has hauled it out to where there's a little knot hole on the other side of the tree.
Wow.
You can load the bowl in the tree. And then...
Is that like...
It was there for years, and we had to make a new one because last year we got there and someone had poured cement in it. The man.
That's crazy. I wonder how many country fairs it took to whittle that out.
Well, you know how some knot holes get... Like, totally hollow anyway.
Yeah.
Because it dies in there. Uh-huh. I don't think it really, it was probably natural. I'm going to wish and guess that it was natural.
You were inhaling termites.
Yeah. We were smoking some terms. No, we put a screen in there, though. There was a screen in there, so you didn't, you know, you might have smoked a little bit of bark.
Yeah. Bark. Do they still sell Bark's root beer?
Yeah. It's the only, about the only root beer you can get with caffeine in it. That's the bite that
I thought
talking.
My, our A&W are...
No caffeine.
That's right.
Barks has bite.
Bark!
Do you have any cooking books? I know you like to do a lot of cooking. We did some
barbecue. I have a few cooking books, yeah.
Last year we did a lot of segments about like what are you grilling?
Uh-huh.
We just had some burgers and the normal fodder of a barbecue, but Coolio has a cookbook. Did you know that?
No.
It's called Cooking with Coolio.
Yeah.
Chapters include salad-eating bitches and appetizers for that ass.
Wow.
Salad-eating bitches.
Hmm.
What do you think?
You know, last year on MasterChef, a blind chick won.
How do you cook blind?
She won, dude. And well, she has her own cookbook now.
Huh.
Blind.
And she can't even read it. Does it come out in Braille?
I hope so.
Did she write it in Braille?
Cooks blind, man, with knives and shiz.
Well, is she one of those Japanese shibachi?
She is Asian.
But does she do that thing where she, like, chops up a bunch of stuff really fast in front of people at the restaurant?
She just Sabaru tears it away with her nails. She has these long nails that are chiseled down like knives, and she says,
now you're just making up stuff.
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's cool, though, that she could overcome her disability to win a reality TV show that was probably
You know
rigged.
Who didn't overcome her disability?
Who?
Paula Deen.
She said the N-word 27 years ago. You're fired.
Yeah.
Isn't that what
somebody tried to extort her? They weren't going to come forward with more recent news. They asked for $250,000.
Wow.
I don't really care. Either way, follow the story, not bad.
People say the N-word.
Yeah, Paula Deen had her just coming.
She's a nigger.
Mm-hmm.
To me. Woman is the nigger of the world. Remember that song by John Lennon?
Fuck yeah, dude. That's a great song.
They play it on the radio.
Woman is the nigger of the world. Yes, she is. He always followed it up, and that's where Sammy Hagar got the yeah, yeah.
No, no.
Yep.
Well, what was I listening to? Oh, yeah, that was one of those creator songs I was listening to the other day.
Did they cover that, John Lennon?
No, but he did, like, The Strike of the Beast, yeah. They did a yeah, or no, the strike, something of the, not the strike of the beast, something of the beast, yeah. And he said,
are you
yeah.
sure he wasn't, instead of yeah, he wasn't saying yeah, day.
Yeah.
Bestiality.
No. Strike of the bestiality? That's the best.
And then, that's
what,
all I had.
Then what happened?
I don't know. What were we talking about?
I have no idea. We're talking about bestiality, I guess. I have no idea.
You think Jeff Hanneman's a ghost?
If there's ghosts, he is, because he's dead, and so...
But what would he be doing?
Haunting the chapel.
Oh, bam!
The hell awaits.
That's great, man.
He's hanging out south of heaven.
Yeah.
He's raining in blood. Every album he's spending some seasons in the abyss.
Yeah.
What else they got? Show No Mercy doesn't work.
Yeah.
That was before they had their
divine intervention.
He needed that to stop him from drinking himself to death. God hates him.
That was the spider bite, dude, was divine intervention.
How did that save him? You got to quit drinking because you got bit by a spider?
No, it's like, you better stop drinking now because I'm just speeding it up for you.
Is that how God talks? Mm-hmm. He sounds like he has a little bit of a Georgia accent.
Yep. Like he's a peach.
Like a Savannah.
Yeah, I'm from Savannah.
That reminds me of Murder Mysteries.
I'd like to get me... Ooh, you've been watching that Whodunit show?
No.
Last episode, somebody got burnt, dude.
What?
Yeah, they burnt one of the contestants.
How does that happen? What are they burnt?
Well, the whole point of the show is you find out how it fucking happened.
Well, they burnt him? That's how they killed him?
That's how the episode opens, is you see a guy running out the door. They're all hanging out there by the pool. And then you see a guy running out, and it's one of the contestants who is just there as a contestant with you. He's all on fire, jumps in the pool, he's dead.
Well, of course he is.
And now you gotta fucking figure out how he died. And if you don't do a very good job of figuring out how he died or who the killer is in the house, you just might be next.
Holy shit.
And this one, I think somebody gets ran over by a golf cart.
That's a little bit too hardcore.
Yeah, it's TV.
What do you
ABC.
Think? You watch or that ABC shit, Hans? That, Do you watch that, or are you just listening to CDs all the time?
Hans watches the regular show.
And Adventure Time. With his kids.
And, yeah.
Not the regular show. Hans's. Owl's mixed balls loud. I wonder what Owl's doing. Fucking Owl.
Probably in Australia.
Australia?
Hey-o.
No, I think he decided not to go yet. Well, he decided not to, and then he was going to, and then he wasn't, and then I don't know what his stati is now.
Last stati I saw was, yo, I got a new phone, I caved in, hit me up, yo, if you want my number.
I caved in?
Mm-hmm, got a phone.
Hmm. All right, well, today Hans is listening to a band that we used to make fun of him for because their name sounded funny back in the day. My Dying Bride.
Oh.
You ever heard those guys?
Never really listened to them.
They're like an old school death metal. This album's called Turn Loose the Swans.
It's kind of an emo-ish name, though.
Yeah, but it was pre. It was
yeah,
pre, it was primo.
Yeah,
it was
primo.
It was pre emo.
That's
which
awesome.
We call primo.
Yeah, and music was better when it was primo.
Yeah, pre emo Phillips. Comedy was better when it was primo.
You think so?
Actually, post emo. Did you like
what
emo, Phil?
Jackie the Joke Man?
Who's that?
He's on Howard Stern. He's a New York comic.
You mean like a long time ago on Howard Stern or recently?
I think he was one of the early guys on the New York end. I think he was a stand-up comic, very well known in New York.
Jackie the Joke Man?
Yeah, Jackie Martin. And, you know, he's well-known in that area because that's where he works.
Shows you how much I know.
And then, you know, and so I think he was on the show for a while. He'd come on and do jokes. But he had, like, three or four CDs that were just, like, old hack kids jokes.
Huh.
That were just, and then he would do a stupid laugh after each one. And that would count as a CD, because he would do them in a funny voice, and it'd probably be entertaining to kids to hear those jokes in that voice. Well, yeah.
Wait a minute, I don't get it.
Jackie Martin. You might be able to find something on YouTube.
He would just do street jokes, like kids' jokes?
Kids' jokes, not street jokes. He would do kids' jokes.
Well,
like, you know, I can't even think of one. But
like,
think of like,
where did the cow take his date? To the movies.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you go, ha, 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 at the end of every joke, and then you go on to the next one.
Could you do that again?
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. That does make it funnier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not really fair. I don't understand how you can get away with a...
Well, if he can do it, anyone can do it. It was basically, it sounded like a bunch of those little clips, like of those things where you'd push the button and go, and I think it might have been that.
Like a drunk walks into a bar, ouch, he said.
Yeah. Well, just look up Jackie Martin and maybe we can.
E flat walks into a bar and the bar said, tender says, sorry, we don't serve minors. The past, the present, and the future walk into a bar and then things get tense.
What does anybody do jokes about how a bar ain't tender?
That's pretty good. Two jumper cables walk into a bar. The bartender says, you guys better not start anything in here.
He also did some sick jokes that were pretty good. And he did some musical comedy CDs, too. And one which had a hit, I think the lyrics were, it's Friday night, I've got my dick out, and I'm thinking about you. Yes, you. No, it wasn't that. It's a Friday night. I'm smoking pot. I got my dick out, and I'm thinking about you. That's how the song went.
That sounds like a good song.
Yeah, and then I just repeated that over and over, and sometimes in different voices. And it was a nice little love song until he said, I've got my dick out.
That scared you when he said that?
It takes you off guard when you first hear it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably could find it on
somewhere.
Yeah,
YouTube, Zip Dab, BZ.
So that's what I recommend Hans listens to.
Right on. I grabbed a couple tapes when I left the house. The other day I was listening to Creator Today. It was Possessed, Beyond the Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Old school thrash death metal.
Mm.
I bet Hans likes that stuff.
Yeah.
Here's another Jackie-style joke.
All right.
My wife said for her birthday she wanted me to take her somewhere she hadn't been in a long time, so I took her in the kitchen.
Oh!
Is that the laugh? I can't
yeah.
get it right.
It's kind of a Woody Woodpecker. A three-note Woody Woodpecker.
Oh. That's funny.
And then it's almost like adding another one to the hair. Yeah.
I hate when people laugh at you like that. Like, I was playing video games the other night, and every time I'd mess up, someone would laugh at me and go, I about punched her in the mouth. But it was a girl, so
yeah.
I couldn't do it. Hey, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Complete Ag Resolutions.
A remote can always slip from your hand, though.
That's right, but I usually do the adult thing and put the strap around my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can throw it at them, and it doesn't go anywhere and just scares them.
Yeah.
Complete Ag Resolutions, they're on Facebook at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. They'll fix your tractor, your truck, or anything like that. They'll come to you if you need that. Stan, you might not have been listening, buddy. You didn't contact me. I need you to fix my lawnmower. It's fucked up, dude. Also, we'd like to thank Pizza Now, our awesome sponsors that we're going to go get some food from right now. We're going to go eat it. We'd also like you to go visit our website, tagcastpodcast.com, unless you're listening on iTunes. And if that's the case, please rate and review us. Give us 5 stars and then write a shitty review saying, these guys sucked, but I felt bad for them, so I gave them 5 stars. Also, check out, after the show, plugs coming up. Also, check out terrygal.com, where you can see all of my shows that are coming up. Got 4 or 5 on the bill right now, so check that out. SickDaddyRadio.com. Check out all those places. And then come back here to TagCast Podcast. We'll be doing another show on Monday. What do we got Monday? Just a regular old show.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, you guys, and we will talk to you next time.
Rock on.
Potatoes. Peace out. Hit it, fellas. Hey, Taggots. What's up?
What's up?
I'm going to tell you what's up. You're going to go do it. Or not. Just suggestions for you. Got some things that happen like every week or every month that I'm going to fill you in on first. Every Friday at the Baghdad Theater in Portland. Got a great lineup of comedians. I'll be there at the end of August. But every Friday, if you're ever in Portland on a Friday night, head down to 37th and Hawthorne, the historic Baghdad Theater with your host, Tristan Spillman. Every second Friday of the month in Eugene is Pantsless Comedy with Mike McGowan. It's at Cornucopia, 5th and Pearl in Eugene. He usually tries to bring a comic or two down from Portland, and then some locals also. Also, every last Thursday of the month, Comedy as Advertised with your host Seth Milstein at the Granary Pizza Company. That's right around the corner from Cornucopia. So that's your recurring comedy shows that you should always check out because they're always pretty cool. All right, this Friday and Saturday, short notice, missed this one somehow, but my buddies from Reno are coming up. July 12th and 13th, it's Rivera Fest in Myrtle Creek. You're like, where's Myrtle Creek? It's down by Medford, little town down there somewhere. Got a two-day metal fest. Friday, we got Sumerian, Audiophobia, Dry Season, The Suppression, Maldemption, and AKA White Devil. And then, on Saturday, Lidless Eye, Separation of Sanity, Nemesis, Pain Clinic, The Dead Horizon, and Others. And Others is actually the name of a band, so don't think that I'm just trying to say other bands will be there. Gates open at 5, the show starts at 6. It's $7 in advance, $10 at the door. That's Rivera Fest in Myrtle Creek. Google that shit, you'll figure it out. Also, if you're not down there on the 13th, go to the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's Dave Wilson's birthday bash. It's late, because his birthday was... Oh, that's only one day late. Whatever. 30-pound test in her memory. and some special guests. I don't know who that is yet, but it's a free show. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's Saturday, July 13th at the Dixie Creek Saloon. July 18th, Laughs for Leaf, for Life at Wetlands. That's 9th and Garfield in Eugene. Performances by Camille Lawrence, Daniel Caceres, Terry Guile, Joe Glasgow, Sarah White, Jennifer Sparkle Britches, Melody Dodd, Sarah Lowe, and Seth Milstein, as well as your hostess, Leanne Joshua. That's for a great cause for the heart transplant patient. A suggested donation is $5, but you can get in free if you're broke. It's a 7 p.m. show, 21 and over. Unless you're a 10-year-old with a heart transplant, then you can get in. That's July 18th. It's a Thursday. Direct competition at the Holt Center that night. Jim Gaffigan will be talking about bacon and pizza pockets, or hot pockets, I'm sure. That's at the Holt Center, Jim Gaffigan, July 18th. July 20th, 6 Feet Under, Decrepit Birth and Cannabis Corpse at Hawthorne Theater. Moving up to Everett, Washington on July 30th, it's Gigantour, which is a gigantic tour, I guess, with Megadeth, Black Label Society, Hell Yeah, and Newstead, which is Jason's new band, former bassist of Metallica, and I think Fuck No's playing too. Just kidding. Hell Yeah is a stupid name for a band. July 31st, Every Time I Die at Hawthorne Theater. Lots of other stuff coming up. Doug Benson in Salem, August 8th. Foghat in Albany, August 8th. The Melvins are coming. Black Sabbath, Gary Newman, Diamond Head and Raven are coming to Hawthorne Theater, as well as Creator and Overkill. Those are both in October. Stick around and listen every week for plugs, and we'll keep telling you what's going on and what to do. Thanks for listening to the TagCast podcast. Listen to another episode of TagCastPodcast.com right now. Peace out.